IVM. Welcome to The Origin of Things. Episode 48. Jack's Musical Group's Biggest Hit. Jack and his small group of artist friends considered themselves troubadours. They wrote and performed their own music and gained quite the fan base by performing folk songs that were all the rage at the time. They got especially famous for one song that they sang that was the Queen's current favorite. Their audiences loved them, and as they kept visiting the usual establishments to perform, they continued to be paid a modest fee by the innkeepers, even as they started drawing bigger audiences every time they showed up. They were making a decent living, and they were happy because they, well, lived to make art, and they were managing to pay their bills. Things were about to get complicated, though. A lot happened at once. A new establishment opened up that refused to pay Jack and his group as much as they had been used to. Their finances were limited, but Jack persevered for his art. There was so much more he wanted to do, logistics be damned. He envisioned a grand creative performance, more elaborate than the ones he and his merry band usually put on. His vision never wavered, and he single-handedly persevered to build the production piece by piece. At long last, he was finished, and it was a glorious spectacle, and he knew the audiences he performed for would love it. But now, the second problem arose. You see, Jack had spent all his money putting together his piece de resistance, and he just knew that when he brought it to an establishment to perform it for the assembled crowd, the applause would be thunderous and gratifying. But the fee he would be paid would be a pittance, a drop in the ocean compared to what he had spent putting his vision together. Jack was disheartened. The love he saw from the folks enjoying his music was not being reflected in the money he was making. He wondered how he could afford to continue in his chosen profession. His uncle had warned him that it would be a tough life. Maybe he should have stuck to more academic matters after all. Making art and music was a wonderful gift to the world. Why were the creators of these not allowed to thrive and create more beauty in the world? Unless the wheels were put in motion. Whenever he performed, the applause was guaranteed. More and more people had been turning up to watch him and his merry troubadours. Instead of relying on just the regular fee, would his audience be willing to regularly pool some money in a hat for him so that they could continue supporting him and listening to him? What he had now was one grand musical production and one germ of an idea, but he needed help with the latter. He called up an old friend, Sam. Sam, who was more adept with the matters of business, who had long abandoned artistic pursuits. As they pondered the difficult lives of artists all over the world, they knew they had hit on an interesting idea and pledged to make it work. Sam was handling the actual operations of this venture. How can we encourage folks to part with their money? What can we give them in return? Jack, on the other hand, focused only on the art. Could he get more musicians to join forces with him to strike out alone and not solely rely on the piddly fees that they were paid by the establishments where they perform currently? What were these establishments, after all, but conduits to where true glory lay? Together, they would appeal to the patrons of the arts themselves, and they would prosper. Alas, as good an idea as it seemed, Jack found no one to support him. Every other artist he approached was too nervous about challenging the status quo. "Let us rely on the establishments," they said. "If we ask people to pay us, it reduces our art to transaction," they cried. Poor Jack. He sighed. He went back to Sam empty-handed, who meanwhile had actually everything in place. Jack and Sam, they set forth alone. Jack went to the usual establishment that he performed at. He put on his incredible show as usual, the one that had cost him so dear. And as expected, hundreds of thousands of people turned up to enjoy his performance, but this one was different. Jack ended this performance with an announcement. He told his captive audience about a new venture he had begun, one which he and Sam had been working so hard on. He explained to them how much blood, sweat, tears, and money he had put into this piece that they had just enjoyed so much. He appealed to them, "Help me do more work like this. Help me support myself and my art. I will be the sole owner of my creations, and you can be the patrons who help me bring this joy to the world. What do you say? Are you with me?" And the crowd roared. History had just been made. Because see, this is a tale that has quite redefined artistic pursuits in modern times. Jack and his girlfriend, later wife, did write and perform a lot of music, getting famous for performing The Queen, that is, of course, Beyoncé's latest hit, All the Single Ladies. And they did start earning a very decent wage by performing at their establishments of choice, YouTube and iTunes, through ad revenue and download fees. With these wages, their merry group of troubadours were able to get by, but once the new establishment Spotify made audiences turn towards streaming for free, their money dried up. Things came to a head when Jack decided to make his own music video. It was an unusual project featuring the list of all the guitar pedals he used, an electronic heavy beat, and a video featuring robots, a baggage carousel, and revolving elevator doors, all of it Jack built from scratch. Once Jack saw that his project had cost him $10,000, he yearned for a steady income every month instead of living in such financial uncertainty. After talking to his old friend and Stanford roommate Sam, they did come up with that plan. And when Jack Conte launched his music video Pedals on YouTube, he followed it up with a very special announcement. Says he, "Support me and my music. Head to my new platform and become my patrons. Head to patreon.com. A company where Sam Yang, is a CTO, and Jack Conte, is a co-founder and CEO, while not performing with his band, Pomplamoose, who make some astonishing covers on YouTube. See you next week with another episode of The Origin of Things.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.